There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. It's a couple of goodbyes for a few people. David Letterman announcing the final guests of his late show, supermodel Gisele Bündchen, a.k.a. Mrs. Tom Brady, is saying, that's it for me in the runway. Trust me, she'll still be posing somewhere. And Richard Dysart, L.A. Law star. Remember the show L.A. Law, how popular that was? But he was a great character actor, dead at the age of 86. The Iran deal, is it dead in the water or will it become a sort of deal at the end of June? And what can we expect? Senator Lindsey Graham says, not on my watch, as some of the terms have changed. He was on the tube earlier in the day on a Fox show. Here's what he had to say.
Here's the one thing I want to tell the President of Iran, in case he's watching your show. Here's the way our system works. President Obama didn't let us review this deal. We insisted that we review the deal before we agreed to lift congressional sanctions that we created. So the President of Iran needs to understand that congressional sanctions were passed in a bipartisan fashion, 100-0, and the bill that was recently passed, 19-0, out of the Foreign Relations Committee, requires us to vote on the deal before we agree to lift congressional sanctions.
Right.
And that's not up to President Obama. That's not up to John Kerry. It's not up to the President of Iran. It's up to the Congress. So to the President of Iran needs to understand that you're not going to tell us what to do. We'll make our own decisions.
All right, Iran. We're nowhere close on this dealio. The president doesn't want to see it go down the drain, and Congress doesn't want to see anything move forward without their approval, especially as Graham explained there. The sanctions, pulling the sanctions out or in, or what are you doing with the sanctions? And I have to say, so often I don't agree with Lindsey Graham, but I'm going to tell you I agree with him here wholeheartedly. I mean, let them have their say in this, because for goodness sake, that's why we have three branches. And, you know, you can argue about, well, then things don't get done and this doesn't happen and this doesn't get pushed through. The sanctions are the deal, my friends. If this is the way we're going to go, you better make sure it's airtight. Because then what are you going to throw back on the sanctions? Impossible to do. Right now, they're in a tailspin. They need this to happen. But how easy would it be in a non-binding agreement to say, oh, yeah, we changed our mind. Thank you, but no thanks. And then what are we going to do? Go to war? Oof. We don't want to be in that situation. No. Coming up on America Tonight on this hour, we're going to check in with all of you in the mailbag segment. You had plenty to say about really kind of a plethora of things this time around. Plus, Dr. James Hubbard, the survival doc, he's great. He talks about this whole allergy thing. I don't know about you, but it seems like every place I go, people are hacking, sneezing, and sneezing because spring means things are blooming. So first they're complaining about the winter. Then we get spring, and there's complaints about the pollen count. You can't win either way. But what do? Do you take allergy shots? Do you just ignore it? Do you get over-the-counter stuff? Do you believe in the honey remedy or some other natural remedy? Sometimes that works for people. I have a friend that has allergies so bad. Oh, she has them so bad. She lived all over the country that she gets shots. Because there's no way she could do it without shots. She swears by the shots, and they work for her. She has to do it. But some people don't need the shots. They just need something else, and a lot of times it's whatever the nasal thing is. So the survival doc talks to us about getting through the wickedness of allergies. Oh, it's no fun. It is. It's no fun. You can't concentrate. You feel a little bit stuffed up in a different way, too, by the way. David Letterman. My entire life he's been a staple on TV, so this is a definite passing with Letterman leaving. And And it's going to be strange. It's going to be strange to see him go. His final shows are coming up. And May 20th is the conclusion of the Letterman show. And I can't say that I was like a huge fan and I watched Letterman. I paid attention to whatever was going on with any of the late night comedians / variety shows, entertaining shows, whatever you want to call them, late night shows. But, you know, he absolutely had controversial moments. He had some good moments on the show. And he definitely is one of those guys, you either like him or you hated his satire, you hated his sarcasm. And it's so funny, I was just looking at a photo of him today with Johnny Carson, the great Johnny Carson, and he really wanted to replace Johnny Carson. Well, when Carson left, and we know that whole saga, the late wars, and then Jay Leno ending up there. But in May of 1994... Letterman making an appearance on Carson's show was a pretty funny one. And he was hoping, you know, this is what, that's what the whole Letterman thing was. He was hoping that, you know, he was going to get the chair. There were a lot of people apparently that wanted to get that chair. So, and Carson, if you think about that, is 95. Carson died in 2005. So what final show going to be like? Man, when you have, when you've been on the air for a long time and in a big position, how do you wrap up? I mean, how do you wrap up all those years? That's tough. I don't know. Do you just like darken the studio and walk away? And of course they're going to, and they have been, they'll go back in the vault and they'll air some of the moments that made history. Oprah's going to be one of the guests. Bill Murray's going to be one of the guests. George Clooney, Tina Fey, Michael Keaton. Notice we hardly ever mention celebrities on the show. Ray Romano, but that's some of them because before you know it, May 20th will be here. So I'm assuming that we'll see some pretty funny things. And you know, Letterman has been a host for 33 years. 22 of them, almost 22 of them, on The Late Show. And then Stephen Colbert takes over The Late Show on September 8th. So it'll be, I think, a much different type of show with Colbert. Very challenging for him, without a doubt. All right, like I said, coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have a chat with the survival doc about allergies and how, you know, what are some of the things that you can do to fight off those allergies. Got one great suggestion. It's a tough one for a lot of people that don't like to do it, but it absolutely works if you stick to it. And I think that's part of the problem, is sticking to whatever it is you're going to do to clear up the allergies. I mean, I know how it is too, because now I'm grappling with allergies I never had my whole life. And the idea of the over-the-counter medication and then just taking it and then, oh, it's gone, and then not doing it anymore. He says that's the big problem, but I'll let him tell you about that. Survival Doc next on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't ask me to move a mountain. Don't ask me to swim the sea. Those things that I'm a tower string don't lean too much on me.
Could that be you? I know that was pretty lousy acting, but people around me are sneezing. I'm serious. It's crazy, and they're complaining about the spring. They were complaining about the winter. Now they're complaining about the spring because of the pollen and their allergies. So with sunny days and warmer weather, you know, you open the doors, you open the windows, you take a run, and that's what you get. So who better to have on this show than our pal Dr. James Hubbard, the survival doctor. We love speaking with a survival doctor. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Hubbard.
Hey, thank you for having me tonight.
So it's the truth. A lot of people, first of all, a lot of people have allergies, and in the beginning stages of it, they don't even realize they have it because they kind of ignore the symptoms. How do you know when you have allergies and it's not just some kind of weird cold?
Well, first off, it's the time of year. And secondly, even if you haven't had allergies in the past, we're talking seasonal nasal allergies here, you know, with even if you haven't had them, you can always get them. It happens every year. Somebody that hasn't had any before has some, and there are bad years and good years. But you look for things like sneezing and runny nose and no fever. If you have fever, something else is going on. If you have really, really bad headaches, really sore throats, probably need to look for other sources, but you can have just about basically any of the other stuff. Scratchy throat, a little bit of a headache, feeling bad. Certainly the sneezing, the runny nose, the eyes watering. You got that, and you have allergies.
So when you have the allergies, then it's about battling it. What are some of the effective ways to attack the allergy problem?
Yeah. Well, first off, I think the sooner you get started on treatment, the better. If you think you're if you're having allergy troubles and you know, it's just starting up here now, don't say, oh, wow, I think I'll just wait for medications or whatever. And if you know they're coming on anyway, you have them every year, then think that too. Because because these over-the-counter medicines work pretty well for a lot of people. The non-sedating antihistamines like the Claritins and things like that, they work. They don't work for everybody, but they work well for for a lot of people. And the thing is, though, you have to start them and keep on them for a few days before they really are working at their best. And it's best to do that before those allergies and histamines that those allergies cause, those histamines in your body that cause all those symptoms, that they start really running amok. If you can get started a little earlier on them, you got a little better chance of catching it and getting those symptoms down. Benadryl is good, except it just makes you sleepy, and that's a problem. And now there are the steroid inhalers that are over-the-counter. Those used to be prescription. You used to prescribe them. Well, I still do. But those are, again, you have to start them early. Don't expect that you're going to take one and you're going to feel symptom relief just right away. It takes a while. Start early.
Isn't that kind of the problem with all of us, that we want the magical pill, that we just take it, and then is that why when we go to doctors, they tell us, take the whole prescription?
and this is, it takes a while to build up in your blood, and then if you stop it, you say, okay, well, I'm feeling pretty good, I'll stop it. Well, then it's going to take a while again. So my advice, if it's not giving any side effects, is, you know, stay on it during the worst of the allergy season, and you can tell by that, by either your symptoms or looking for the pollen counts and what you're usually allergic to and that sort of thing. And the same with the nose sprays. Yeah, there are things that act really immediately much better, such as some of the decongestants, either in pill form or nasal congestion or a steroid shot. All those work pretty well, but they're short-term relief. If you have these out and they're not going to, you can't stay on them for a long period of time without significant side effects. So if those other things work, the allergy medicines over the counter, that's the best thing to do. But even then, I don't care if you have allergy, you know, if you're really bad, you can go to the allergist, get some injections. They help a lot of people. But all of these things, just kind of calm it down. If you're allergic to the daffodils in the yard, you can't go wallowing in the daffodils and expect that this allergy like they show on television, expect this allergy medicine is going to make you symptom free. If you have a big buildup of pollens in your system, usually you're going to be overwhelmed. So you got to do other things. Like if you can stay in on those bad pollen days or the bad times when the pollens are the worst in your area, either, you know, a particular day or even a particular time of the day. And then the other thing is, like you said, if you're running out there and you're, well, you could use a mask or a scarf. That would help. But the other big thing I would do is when you're running or you're out in the yard or you're doing something like that, as soon as you come in, if you can, immediately take your clothes off, take a good shower, wash your hair. If you can't do that, at least wash your face and your nose and all that around there. Because those pollens are tiny little things that you can't see them. Those little things you see floating around, yeah, they can cause some problems. But the major, major problems of the pollens are those that you can't really even see and you just breathe in. So those things are really important. One other thing that really helps, if you'll try it, in a lot of people at least, is you know, a neti pot. He said, ooh.
No, I said, yeah, because somebody just told me that, yeah.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, ooh, but then they say, wow, it really works well, but you irrigate your sinuses out. You do that once or twice a day. You can do it in the shower. You can get a little neti pot, and it becomes pretty easy to do with that thing. And you just kind of pour some sterile water or some solution in your nose, and it irrigates those pollens out. So wow. It washes them out. Now, it takes a little trick. It's a little tricky, but you can. You know, I've got a video on my website on how to do it, and there's plenty of videos out there on how to do it. Or you can actually just get a little cup of warm water with a little a fourth of a teaspoon of salt in there. The thing that these days is a lot of people may have heard of getting that little brain-eating amoeba from that water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's happened a few times. It's more common in lake water, things like that, and some people. Still pretty rare, but awfully horrible if you were to get it because it's deadly. You can prevent that by either using that commercial solution or using sterile water.
Oh, so that's a good thing to do before you go to the lake, I guess, if you had like a still day, maybe. right?
Yeah, it is. I would do that. Yeah, it's one of those horror stories that is, it's obviously horrible for the people who have them, but it's rare. It's just one of those rare things that happens. But it's one of the things that scare people away from neti pots too.
Oh yeah, there you go. All right, how about honey? A lot of people talk about honey all the time, and local honey.
You know, honey has a good reputation for a lot of things, infections and certainly allergies. There's not a lot of good studies out there that have shown it helps a lot, but I've had a lot of people tell me that it does. It certainly doesn't hurt. A little bit of local honey, like you said, it's kind of like taking allergy shots. You get this little bit of the pollens in the honey, your body kind of gets used to that and gets to where they don't react so much to those pollens. And so, yeah, local honey, but you can try it. Another thing that works for some people is an herb called butterbur. It's just an herb, but try it if you don't like regular medications. I don't see where it's much better to me than the over-the-counter stuff, except that some people like the natural. However, the irony of it is that butterbur, if you're allergic to ragweed and things like that, butterbur can actually make you worse. It has antihistamine effects, but it also has a little bit of something that maybe it's even made out of it. I don't know, something similar to that. So be careful with that. But, yeah, the honey, try it. It would be in your nothing is going to be absolutely perfect on it, so you got to try what works and kind of combine them all.
What about, when do you know you have to have shots? Because shots can be really effective for some people, right? And how long do they have to take them?
They can, and they're in the they're part of the arsenal that you have. I would say it depends on how much problem you're having. If the over-the-counter medicines and the other things are either giving you too much trouble, side effects, or they're not working anymore, time to go to the allergist. Get those tests done. Start on those allergy shots. Yeah, it's the same thing as, well, it's really what I was talking about on the honey, but this is really the real deal in that you get a little tiny dose of the pollens you're allergic to, just gradually build it up so that your body hopefully will get a little used to it. And, but again, it works just like a lot of things. It works extremely well on some people, not so well on others. Most people it's going to work really well, pretty well on, but you got to, most of the time you got to keep them up. Some people can stop them and then be up to you and the allergist and everything, but a lot of times I've at least had people that have stopped and say, wow, it really worked. I've stopped these, now I'm starting to have problems again.
Ooh.
So you might have to take them again.
Yes, it just depends. I love that. All right, Dr. Hubbard, we should say that you're the author of several books, including The Survival Doctor's Guide to Wounds and The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns. Both really, really good. You can get them on Amazon or on the website that we mentioned before, The Survival Doctor. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nothing on you, so I'll keep to myself.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, I say this all the time. If you can't punch in the numbers, you're too tired, or you're totally up, but you are busy working on something and listening to us at the same time, or your schedule is jumbled and you download the show on GCNLive.com. That's a great way to do it. A lot of people do it, GCNLive.com. You can also send us an email anytime, night or day, 24/7 to AmericaTonight.net. So on that note, let's skedaddle and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up, this one from Hal, who says, Kate, did you see that the House passed a bill that would repeal the federal tax on estates? Come on. Republicans say it's the death tax. They say that small business owners get slammed every which way you can imagine because of trying to pass on businesses to heirs, and then it becomes a nightmare. The federal tax rate, I'm sure you know this, and I think I heard you say it, on estates is 40%. 40%. Yeah, you know, here's what the problem is. We see what the deficit is, and what the White House says is, well, it doesn't matter anyway. So if the House passed it, which they did, we're just going to veto it no matter what happens, because it's going to dump 260 some billion to the budget deficit, and that'll happen over the next 10 years. But see, that's the thing. Over the next 10 years, so it would be spread out. I mean, this is one of those in-between things, because you could say, oh, well, the estate tax, that's, you know, that's just for the rich people, but not necessarily. This has bit other people. So the exempt, although you could say this, the exemption is 5.4 $43 million for a single person. Married couples can exempt up to $10.9 million. So here's the thing. What if it's a, as somebody pointed out to me today, what if it's a kind of a small family farm? What if it's, you know, because you're automatically thinking, oh, that's wealthy people, but not always in some of these businesses. How many of those businesses employ XYZ amount of people? I don't know. Here's the bottom line. It's a Republican-Democratic tug of war, and the Republicans can't win on this one anyway because it's the power of the pen, and this will definitely be vetoed, and they obviously know that. How about this one from Tamara, who says, Kate, Harry Reid cracked me up when he said that the Republicans were a bunch of losers. I'm a Democrat, but I don't care for either party, frankly, now, although I do think that Harry Reid now, with one eye open because he hurt himself somehow and retiring, is like that old grandfather who's aging and just feels like he can say anything. So I suppose we'll get ready for more bombs from Harry Reid, which could make it a little bit more interesting in Washington because the same old is kind of boring. It was crazy when he said that, and there was definitely some reaction to it. Bunch of losers. So now we've been reduced to name calling. If you're on your way out, you can name call. That's what we're going to do. You can name call. All right, here's one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, take a look at Governor Pence's poll ratings. Boy, did they really fall over that crazy nonsense that happened a couple of weeks ago. He may be in and done before you know it once his seat is up, although that's going to be take some time. But, yeah, I did see that. Jake, thanks for pointing that out. He knows I'm a poll princess, so thank you. There was a poll that they did, Howie Politics Indiana. So it was Indiana. It makes sense. He's the governor of Indiana, Mike Pence. 45% of the people who responded approve of the Republican governor's job performance. Only 35% have a positive opinion of him, period. So they're just not really giving him any kind of a benefit of a doubt. There's no question about it. They say in the 20 years that they've had this HPI poll, or they've been publishing, an Indiana governor has never experienced the kind of survey decline in that short amount of time, because the poll's margin of error is like 4, like normal, right? But since he signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act late last month, and there was the firestorm, the criticism, the chaos over saying that it would allow businesses to deny any kind of service to same-sex couples, then that's when you saw this dramatic dump in the amount of polling numbers he had, because you've got a polls that showed that he had just huge numbers initially. And now they've dumped down because of the controversy. But I think this cycles out, too. This is early in his administration, and I think it cycles out unless something else bubbles up that nips him. In politics, you never know. They can give and they can take away in a moment's notice. That's what happens, in a moment's notice. All right, how about this one from Chet, who says, Kate, this is the first time I've emailed the show. Already I'm tired of Hillary Clinton. I do have to say I saw a little bit of a documentary on Hillary Clinton, and boy, oh boy, has she metamorphosized into something completely different. You look at her in the old days, even from hairstyles, glasses on, and it's, I guess, like the rest of us, but it's pretty wild to watch it. And then to see when she was a senator, then when she was the Secretary of State, now on to this race for the White House. I'm not so sure she wins. It's just kind of intriguing to see how she's trying to win it through the middle class, because I'm not so sure that she resonates with the middle class. Well, yeah, that was the whole idea, Chad. The whole idea was get her out there with the middle class, get her out there where she's traveling around and can have conversations with people and tell them that it's about small businesses and it's about taking care of the people in the middle class. And, you know, but here's the thing. If you're looking at middle class issues, and I think healthcare needs to be reformed, insurance needs to be reformed, but we've been through this a million times, so I'm not going to go dive deep into this. But a lot of the middle class are heavily affected by what's happened with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, where their premiums have gone way up and the deductibles are not good either. So you have a double deadly combination, whereas before it was affordable. So you, it's this yin and yang thing. Somebody who didn't have insurance, wow, they have insurance. Somebody who didn't couldn't get insurance because of a pre-existing condition, woohoo, they get insurance. But then the people in the middle who were just doing fine, they just suddenly drove off the road. And there's nothing about healthcare in any of her platforms, of course. And that's one thing. And then small business, looking at what she supports, like Dodd-Frank, that is definitely not small business. So there's two that don't match up if you're truly, truly talking about what the definition of a middle-class person is. There would absolutely be some problems there. All right, this one from John, who says, hi, Kate. I know that you're all into this whole thing about hacked emails. I heard you talk about Sony for a long time when they were blaming the Koreans. Did you see that Sony blamed WikiLeaks for publishing the hacked emails? Were you surprised by this? No, I'm not surprised Sony tried to blame somebody for their woes, because it was humiliating. The emails that were released, it ended up costing a lot of people their jobs in a backdoor kind of way. So they did. WikiLeaks published thousands of the emails and documents, and on the hack attack on the studio. And they're saying, look, the cyber attack on Sony was a malicious criminal act, and we strongly condemn the indexing of stolen employee and other private and privileged information on WikiLeaks. The attackers used the stolen information to harm us and our employees. And now their WikiLeaks is helping them. So WikiLeaks said, yeah, we published 30,287 documents and 170,132 emails that all came out as a result of the cyber attack on Sony that was initiated by North Korea in response for the decision to the interview, or at least that's what everybody thinks. Now there's a thread going around that has been for a while that it was former employees who could do something like that. Yeah, bottom line is WikiLeaks, they don't care. That's their thing, is to push out the truth unfiltered. And these were legitimate emails. They were hacked, but these were legitimate emails that were out there. Just, once again, always a good reminder, be careful what you say in your email. Would you want it? Where would you want that email to be posted? If the answer is I don't care where it would ever show up, then you're probably in a pretty good situation. If you're concerned about your writing in emails, be careful, because you can always dig them up. As long as you don't completely destroy the server, as we know from the Clintons, what happened to this? Where is the server? Are they going to get the server or not? As long as the server is available, that's such a game changer, an absolute game changer without a doubt. So how about this one? This one from Harry, who says, boy, this vote for Attorney General Kate is longer than it takes me to drive 4 blocks to work 10 times or 30 days in a month, and then a following month, combining it for a couple. If that analogy makes any sense, I guess I need another cup of coffee. Bottom line is Loretta Lynch has been hanging in the balance, and here you have Eric Holder, who is the lame duck attorney general. How much longer do we have Holder? Is this going to be for the rest of the administration? Yeah, the Loretta Lynch thing is interesting, because even the minority leader says, I'm not ready to force a vote. We put up with this for too long, and we're going to need to have a vote on her soon. But the concern is that nothing will happen with it. So Harry Reid is even saying, I'll just force the vote of Loretta Lynch. I'll just force it. But it's been more than 157 days. It is crazy. And is this the right AG? So, I mean, Jeb Bush even says, look, Senate should just confirm Lynch. Just confirm her. Just do it. She does have some Republican support. Just maybe not enough at this point. All right, thanks so much for the emails. Remember, you too can email the show, americatonight.net.
the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
My baby is gentle and she flies. She wears a button on her shoulder.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Reminder, you can always hit us up 24/7, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. If you want to vent, share a recipe, ask for advice, whatever it is, send it our way, americatonight.net. This is a little segment I like to call, it's In the Headlines, Baby. So In the Headlines, Baby, we start with the New York Post. The Post is always good for a laugh or two. It's famous for Page Six, which is nothing but gossip about well-known people, not necessarily just celebrities, but other people, too, as well. So this is one of the headlines. De Blasio jabs Obama over the crisis of our time. What is the crisis of our time? What do you think that's about? Okay, de Blasio, in case you don't know, is the mayor of New York City who's had a rough go of it. people complained about Bloomberg, but then he ended up getting the voters to vote him in three times, even made a special exemption for himself. So this is about income inequality. And de Blasio, what he had to say about the prez is, you know, the president hasn't moved fast enough to address income inequality. And he says it is the crisis of our time. He said, my critique would be that I wish the president had early and often talked about the problem and people to address the issue. He's in a swing in the Midwest to promote his progressive agenda. That's the mayor doing that. He said, I wish it happened way, way earlier. And this came just a week after he was on Meet the Press to tell the nation he wasn't ready to endorse Hillary Clinton for president, even though she hired him as campaign manager in her 2000 U.S. Senate run. So that tells you something, doesn't it? I can't endorse the woman that I helped get elected to the Senate. Ask me again in a couple of weeks, and then I'll give you my decision as to whether or not I'm going to say, yeah, vote for Hillary. So that was one of the big headlines. The other headline was a headline that popped up in a lot of different newspapers above the fold, and that had to do with the ESPN anchor, the female, and the fact that she went after the employee at the towing company and really just trashed her, and it was taped. And the woman even said, you know, this is on tapes, you know, warning her, you might want to stop. But that didn't deter her determination to continue to go and thrash her. And, of course, now she's suspended from the four-letter network that rules the sports world. And when she comes back, who knows, they haven't really said what the timetable is for that. The Washington Post, we jump from New York to Washington. So what are they saying in the Washington Post? Here's what they're saying headline-wise, which, by the way, could be the virtual headlines, you know, the online version of the paper, since many more people get that these days than the actual physical paper. I've said this before. I still like the physical paper. Ugh, just to hold it in your hand and read whatever it is. That's, of course, when you're up early in the morning. Okay, so this is how the Post reads. Obama would get key trade powers under legislation. And it talks about the large free trade pacts and taking a step forward for the bipartisan bill that would give his administration the powers to close the deal. Now, what do you think that's about? Congress demands answers on copter stunt at the Capitol. And, of course, that's that crazy gyrocopter that landed on the grounds. And what happened with Doug Hughes? He was charged with a felony for landing it there. And then, when veterans return, their children also deal with invisible wounds of war. And they have a picture of a man, a veteran, with his two kids at a movie theater, which is pretty interesting, talking about what it's like to come back. And I actually read that story, and it was pretty well done, for sure. But the top story above the fold was absolutely about the president and the key trade powers under the legislation. And, of course, talking about the free trade pact, and a lot of Democrats are not thrilled about that. It's fast-tracking, and it was the trade bill from Senators Orrin Hatch and Ron Wyden, so one Republican and one Democrat. And it would allow the president to present a final agreement to Congress for the up or down vote without lawmakers being able to amend the terms. There was a similar bill drafted by Congressman Paul Ryan, which is expected to be introduced in the House in the next couple of weeks. Kind of a no-brainer. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, it's a 12-nation trade and regulatory deal in the Asian Pacific that the prez has touted as the cornerstone of his second-term agenda. He said on Thursday his top priority in any trade negotiation is expanding opportunity for hard-working Americans, that it's no secret that past trade deals haven't always lived up to their promise. That's why I'll only sign my name to an agreement that helps ordinary Americans get ahead. Helps them get ahead. How about that? The AFL-CIO, by the way, announced it's going to launch a six-figure ad buy to fight the fast-track bill in a series of digital ads targeting 16 senators, 36 House members. The campaign goes into newspapers and TV and anywhere they can find it. They don't like the idea. They think it's a bad idea. And, you know, it actually hasn't been renewed. They expired in 2007 under George W. Bush. But the Prez says they need the authority because other countries are unwilling to agree to final terms if they believe Congress will amend the pact later. So go figure that. We've heard those words before. That's a big story and a big moment for bipartisan cooperation, really kind of leaving the Democrats out, leaning more toward most of the Republicans. So that's a little slice of what they're talking about there. So let's go out west. How about the Seattle Times? What do they have on the front of the Seattle Times? Sad story. Their big lead story is that a baby was shot in a drive-by. The two men opened fire from a car, shot a baby girl in the head as she sat in the car. She was taken to the hospital in Seattle, and that everybody was on pins and needles over that awful story. And then Yahoo gets more flexibility in retooled search deal with Microsoft because they're looking at that. Also, get in free to Rainier and Olympic Parks this sunny weekend. So people Mount Rainier, they can go up there and they'll get in for free. That's a pretty good thing to read about. Also, whooping cough cases spike, vaccinations urge. They're having problems with whooping cough in a lot of places in the United States, and Seattle is no different. So that's one of the things that has created a little bit of a scare there because of some of the kids that have come down with whooping cough. And how do you treat whooping cough? And the answer is it can be deadly, especially untreated. Of course, then it is much more deadly. Quickly, San Francisco will stick in the West. Pedestrian seriously injured in Berkeley crash. Also, the Archbishop wanted a fight. Now he's lost. Nevis is his name, and that was a top story. He's been kind of controversial. And why? Because he's been attending rallies against same-sex marriage and imposing morality classes on teachers. So you can imagine San Francisco. And that's it for headlines, at least at the moment, anyway. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.